Good evening and welcome to Oak Creek Assembly of God. Thank you for joining us on oakcreekag.org/live and on our Facebook page. This is our Better Together night. This evening we will be sharing, having a conversation about the plan to reopen the church campus. We know it's been a long time since we have seen you here, and we are looking forward to safely and with strength reopening this church building. In just a few moments, our lead pastor, Jerry Brooks, along with the pastoral staff, will be here to participate in this evening. But first, we want to show you an overview of what this reopening plan looks like. So take a look.
Friends, we're better together. And I want you to know we are looking forward to welcoming you either in person or online as the days go by, because we're in the process of ramping up. On May 24th, we're going to start out with three services. The first service is going to be at 8 a.m., second service at 10:30, and then at 6 p.m. Now, friends, all three services are going to be identical. We've done it that way so that you can choose which one, what time best fits you and your family's needs. And so these three services will be mirrored by a family service for the children, led by our children's pastor. The services will be 1 hour in length because we need the additional time to be able to clean and prepare for the next group. You make up the determination for yourself and for your family. And when you're ready. We'll be looking for you. When you arrive on campus, you're going to notice a few things that are different. Doors that are going to be open for you, so you will not have to touch any door, any handles. You can come from your vehicle all the way until the service is over with, and you're back on your way home again without touching anything other than what you brought with you for your safety and for everyone else's. When you come, I know that we have been apart for 9 weeks or more, and because of that, the feeling is going to be you want to reach out and hug and shake hands. Let's smile, let's wave, and let's give air hugs, and let's leave space in between us. Our volunteers here at the church will be wearing masks, and some will be wearing gloves. That is for your safety. That is for their safety as well. If you feel like you'd like to wear a mask, you do what you feel is best for yourself. This entire process is ramping up. It is almost like a wheel that has been, stationary for a while. And so we're slowly, but carefully, prayerfully, getting all of our other ministries up and running. Your Sunday morning group and your Wednesday group will be coming later on, but that is not in this first time, this first opening. We want you here when you're ready to return. And until then, let's keep connected because we are better together. And I do believe the best is yet to come.
And now on the platform, our lead pastor, Jerry Brooks, college young adult pastor, John Brooks, executive operations pastor, Tonto. And my name is Tom. I'm the missions pastor here. As we begin to unpack the plan, every part of this has been prayed over. It's been discussed with a spirit of flexibility, including the title of this whole concept, and that is Better Together. So, Pastor, why don't we start there? Just what we've decided to label this whole initiative to reopen our campus Better Together.
Well, first of all, good evening and welcome. We're delighted that you have joined with us tonight. It has been 10 weeks, it's hard to believe, it's been 10 weeks since we've been together in person for ministry. And during this time, I want you to know your church has been going forward. We have used every opportunity we can to reach men and women for Christ. And thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being apart, even though we have been apart. And your faithfulness in giving and praying and in every aspect, I want you to know your church has gone forward. Matter of fact, during these 10 and a half weeks, there has not been one single day that this church has not been open. 7 days a week, every single day, ministry has gone forth. And so we're not talking about restarting. We're merely talking tonight about what it's going to take to come back to the place where we're on campus, in person, being able to minister one to another. And I just want you to know that phrase that we're using and that theme we're using Better together. It is true. We are better together. You know, especially in ministry. In ministry, it was never meant to be a dialogue, or rather a monologue. It was never meant to be a monologue, meaning that it's only information being pumped out. And we're certainly capable of doing that. And we have, through all the various means. Every week we do our Sunday morning services, Wednesday services, prayer meetings, special events, all of that. We've kept putting out gospel and putting out the message, but it's always been one way. Now we are looking forward to the dialogue section. That's where we're back together again. And that is so important. The Apostle Paul talks much about that. And he says, even when you take my letters, and we know them as the epistles, he said, when you take these epistles, gather together and read them together. And so there's a theme all throughout the Bible, together. Matter of fact, the term church literally means the called out ones and the assembled ones. So that's what we're looking forward to once again. I want you to know, you know, it's just not the same looking into a camera as it is looking into your eyes every single week. And to see your faces, to see your family, to see all of you. So we're excited about the opportunity of getting back together again. Let me also say a big thank you to all of our team members. Let me tell you, you are blessed. We have some of the finest ministers anywhere in the world right here on staff. And I'm so proud of our pastoral team. Each and every one of them, they have stepped up to the plate. And every single week, they've hit it out of the park. And I am so blessed to lead this team and to know these guys. And just to know that they love you, they love the work of God, and they have been so outstanding. And so even now, right there where you're at, just give up an applause to them any way you can. And we just want to say thank you. And we also want to say thank you to all of the team members that have been so faithful on cameras, and they've been in the control room, and they've been shading, and all the things it takes in order to do a service live every single week. And they have been so faithful week after week all throughout this. And I just want to say thank you to that whole team. And when you see them, will you applaud them? Let them know how much you appreciate them. And we're excited that we can go now to the next step. And we're going to, once again, be able to meet here on campus. And we want you to know, there's a lot of questions I know about the COVID-19. The best of science seems to disagree one with another. You can read one article and it says one thing, and you can read another and it'll say something else. It's about even how we protect ourselves during these times and what is the best practices. And so we are always monitoring for the best practices, whether it's from the CDC, whether it's from our local health department, our state health departments. We want to do what's best for you and what's in the best interest of your safety and of your family. Let me also just say up front, as we begin to ramp up, it is exactly that. We're starting from having no services on campus to slowly starting to move towards, once again, being back together. And I know so many of you have already showed your appreciation for the upcoming 24th, next Sunday, and so we're looking forward to that day. And some of the things that you've already seen on the previous video, let me just encourage you, though we haven't seen each other, we need to make sure that we have a safe environment for all that come through our doors. So we're going to practice, you know, safe distances and safe practices, and they'll be talking about that a little bit more. And Pastor John, I would love for you to begin to tell us a little bit about what does it look like now as we begin with no services to begin to ramp up. What does it look like over the next Sunday that's upcoming, and then from beyond that?
Well, it does. I'll start this coming Sunday on May 24th. And we want you to know that we as a church, we have great relationships with government leaders on all levels, the state level. So the plans that we're going to talk through tonight, we've had lengthy discussions with our state representative, with our county supervisor, with the mayor of Oak Creek, and also the Oak Creek Health Department. We are going to be reopening this coming Sunday at 25% capacity, and we're going to be having worship services at 8 o'clock, 10:30, and at 6 p.m. And so as we begin to come back on campus, again, we're asking all families just to choose one service for that week where they will come and we will gather together. Now, we have voluntarily set a 25% capacity. That is not a local or state regulation currently, but to be proactive, we want to do that. So what that would look like is in this sanctuary, every other row would be roped off, and we would have a total of 625 people in this sanctuary. Now, also at those times of 8 o'clock, 10:30, and 6 p.m., we're going to have a kids' service, a family interactive service happening in our brand new chapel led by Pastor Josh and his team, and so you can expect all the energy and fun and experiences, and that will be capped at 175 people. We'll also have our commons area open, and so if we were to run into an overflow situation, we can accommodate 75 individuals there. And so we will be able to have 875 people in the building safely at any one time. Now, when we do the family service, there will be no kids check-in required. And as we start off for now, we're looking at having just the coffee bar open, none of the rest of the food court. And our Wednesday night communities, those will not begin at this time, as well as our Sunday morning groups. Those will continue to meet Saturday mornings online on Zoom. But then we're looking at more fully reopening in mid-June. And at that point, we're looking at having kids check-in ministry start back up at the 10:30 service time. We're looking at opening up our food court and our bookstore. And we're looking at the relaunch of some of our Wednesday night communities, particularly Shift and Crossroads. And then we're going to be looking at having some Sunday morning groups restart, and these would just be in some of our larger venues around the church, such as the youth chapel or the gymnasium. Beyond that, then, we're ideally looking at mid-July, where we would have kids check-in ministry available both at 8 a.m. and at 10:30. We would be looking at having all of our Sunday morning groups reopen, and we would look at all of our Wednesday night communities in the addition of Life Together and Impacto meeting here on campus. And so that's just kind of an overview of our Better Together plan. And Pastor Tonto is going to just talk about some of the logistics of what we've done here in the building.
So over the last 10 weeks, we have had the opportunity to go through our entire facility. Here at Oak Creek Assembly of God, we have over 200,000 square feet, and our team has been cleaning from the ceiling down to the floor. We have gone through every single room, every single children's area, the nursery, preschool, elementary. Did you know that we have six different kitchens here in our building? We went through all of that and cleaned, disinfected, and our team, who was already very equipped and very prepared, we have been learning how to deal with this virus and how to what are the best practices. And so we learned what the best practices are in the industry. We have the right products to do the cleaning. And so we have gone through this entire building. We are ready for your return. And also, when we do have services here on Sunday, our team has changed their schedules, their calendar. Some of them have families. And most of our team will be working on Sundays because we want to clean every single area of this building where people are located between each and every service. So that's three services, and there's a team to clean and go through every single pew, every single restroom, every single door will be wiped down. And so we want to give you the best service. And we also want to give you a touch-free experience. When you come onto the campus, you will not need to touch a door handle. There will be people, volunteers, our awesome guest services volunteers will be there waiting for you with an open door and with a smile. And you can come in, sit down, and enjoy the service, receive from the Lord, and be able to leave without touching a thing. So there's going to be some differences. For example, the Let's Get Acquainted books, we have stored them away. There are other things that we will change, like the offering bags. We will not pass the offering. There will be an opportunity for you to give unto the Lord, either online through the mail or after service. The ushers will be ready with the offering bag for you, or you can drop it off at the information center. We also have made some other changes, like the furniture. Most of the furniture, the furniture with fabric, has been moved and stored away. And we have closed down sections of the building, as Pastor John has said. We will not have children's check-in, so all of those doors are closed, and you can come in pretty much through any side of the building, but you'll be coming to two locations, the sanctuary and the chapel. And once again, all of these doors will be open for your convenience. We are roping off every other pew, and the ushers will be seating you in a staggered position. We are going to be very careful about the maintaining the 25%. We'll have people counting and making sure that every other pew is filled and there's a staggered, so you know you're at least 6 foot apart from your family to another person, and we are doing that to serve you better. And a very important aspect to make this this happen is our volunteers. Our volunteers are some of the best, and I know you guys are ready to come back and serve. People have been calling up, and they're saying, sign me up. And what we're going to be doing is having a meeting. If you want to serve, if you're part of guest services or any one of our ministries, if you want to serve, we are inviting you to come to one of our meetings, which is going to be a little bit deeper with information, and it's going to be a training. It's either Thursday at 7 p.m. or you can choose Saturday at 9 a.m. right here in the sanctuary. This meeting will last for 1 hour, and we're going to go through some of these aspects of how we're going to receive our guests and how can we be better prepared to receive all of our guests. And one of those things is we're going to be wearing masks just for protection of others. I know our volunteers will not be coming in if they are sick, but this is for the visitor. Since we love people and our mission is to reach our world for Christ, we want to be prepared and we want to make sure everyone is comfortable and ready to go. And, you know, with that said, if you are sick, there's no one telling you to come in. If you are not ready to be here, if you have a high temperature, if you're not feeling well, please join us online. There is no rush to get back. But if you are feeling well, if you want to serve, we would love to have you on our team. And together, we're going to reach our world for Christ.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Tonto. So just to be clear on the mask question, because it's one that we've already received a lot of people wondering about this. If I understand correctly, most volunteers, like greeters and ushers, they will all be wearing masks, but as far as guests coming through the doors, it's their decision.
Yes, great question. So our volunteers who are going to be working in close proximity to others, they will be required to wear a mask. And we encourage you to bring your own if you have one, or we have masks available for all of our volunteers. So the guests arriving to our church will not have to wear masks.
We want to give you an opportunity to ask your questions tonight. So we've set up a text number. This is not Pastor Brooks' personal cell phone number, so don't get too excited. This is a number that is set up just for you to receive, for you to ask your questions tonight. And the number is 414-250-8088, 414-250-8088. And we invite you to text your questions in right now, and we will ask the staff that's on the platform right now, and also bring up other pastoral staff who's all here with us tonight. And we want to bring up Pastor Josh right away, because families are going to experience something that's different from where we have been. So who is the family service for, and what can families expect when they come on to the church campus.
I am just beyond excited for these family services. I'm excited for families to be able to worship together, to be able to come into God's house together, and we're going to have a ton of fun like we always do when it comes to kids. So this service is geared to families that have children, either in elementary or age or younger. And during these services, they're going to be having the same feeling and content as what's going to happen here in the sanctuary, just geared towards children. And so Pastor Brooks and I will be sharing the same message, but in the family service, it'll be geared and toned down towards kids. The worship, a lot of the worship elements or creative elements will be the same, and so that parents, adults, will also be able to be fed, that you're not going to be bored or feel like this is too little for you. I guarantee you, families, adults, you'll be getting something out of the service as well. But the service is a way, an opportunity for children to still be able to be ministered to. That families who have young ones that won't be able to sit in the sanctuary for regular service, they'll have a spot to come to at church where their kids will be engaged, their kids will pay attention, and they'll have a blast. So that's the family services, and I can't wait to see all of you cool kids here at church on Sunday morning.
Thank you, Pastor Josh. Again, the text number is 414-250-8088 for your questions. Pastor Brooks, what would your advice be for the one who's at home that really, really wants to be back at church with us next Sunday, but they are wrestling with being in what has been designated as a high-risk category and whether or not they should be coming back next Sunday?
I would encourage you, if you're in a high-risk category, to just stay at home for a bit. I believe that God will meet you there and that you'll be in a safe environment, a place where you will receive the word. And we'd love to have you come back to the campus when you feel comfortable, but you'll know. And as you all know, this is kind of a moving target, this whole thing with the COVID-19. And guidelines change as we go along and so on. And so I would just encourage you, we want to minister to you. We're here for you, whether it's online, whether it's here in the building physically, whether it's a phone call. We're here to minister to you in every way we can. We don't want anyone to feel pressure. Matter of fact, I want to make sure that we honor each other, and we honor each other's decisions. And so if you feel like, you know, someone should be in the house of God, and you want to go wave your finger at them and say, you know, why weren't you there? You're healthy. Let's honor each other. Let's respect each other's decisions. And of course, we hope that one day soon we'll all be able to be back on campus. But Pastor Tom, I want them to feel comfortable to stay right where they're at and be ministered there. And matter of fact, our services are going to be tailored in the next number of months. They will be one-hour services. And the reason for that, number one, we need to do that for our transmission, like we're doing right now on Facebook and through our website. We need to limit the amount of time that we're on. But in addition to that, we want to make sure that we're cleaning in between and doing everything, getting ready for the next crowd. And so you'll notice that the services will be a little bit shorter. I think I just heard applause somewhere, Pastor Tom. But we are looking forward once again to having everyone back, but they'll know when they're safe. And feel free to stay home until you feel comfortable about coming to God's house. And we'll probably do some things. You know, we've not even fully talked about all these things as staff, but, you know, we might do some Sunday on the parking lot, Sunday night kind of things. But again, all three services on Sunday will all be identical, not a separate message in the evening. And the reason for that is so we can take our congregation safely, spread them out over the 200,000 square feet that we have. And the reason why we're doing the family services, because we believe that as parents, you want to be with your children at this time. We want you to feel that comfort of knowing you're with them. And so they're going to be ministered to in a family service. And I feel like I want to come over and visit a little bit with you there too, because I think that Pastor Josh has done an incredible job of reaching out to our kids. Matter of fact, other churches are using the videos you put out
I just saw another church. I don't even know who they are. They were using your video yesterday. And so we just believe that all of this is for your safety, for your good. Come back when you're ready, and we'll be looking for you then. And let's respect each other's decisions. No wagging of the tongue, no wagging of the finger at each other. We'll all know when it's right to be back.
Thank you, Pastor. So next week, the service times, 8, 10:30, and 6 p.m., all of those will be identical services to help space out the people who are on the church grounds here. And John or Tonto, I'm not sure which one of you want to take this question, or we're getting several questions about how are we going to track the number of people that were on campus? What happens if I show up and there are already 25% here? Do I need to make a reservation to let you know when I'm coming?
So there is no need to make a reservation, and we will be counting the number of people who are coming through our doors. Once they come into one of the two spaces that we have available for you, we will know how many people are here because we'll be counting you. And so we're not going to be taking photos or tracking you or anything, but we will be counting the people in the chapel and the people in the sanctuary. And once those areas are filled to the 25%, then we have additional seating in our commons area where, once again, we will have 25%. So we feel that with Memorial Day weekend, this next Sunday, we will get a good feel of how many people are coming back. But remember, there are three identical services happening on the same day.
The follow-up question then is, can guests expect a different foot traffic pattern when they come in? How will ushers help people to make sure that the seating is staggered? Will the sanctuary look different when you walk into it?
Okay, so there is one difference. Basically, our entire campus, all of the main entrances will continue to be open. The one by the freeway where you check in your kids, that's entrance 6. And the one opposite from that concourse hallway, that's entrance 5. Those will be open. The entrance 9 by the office on the south side of the building will be open. Entrance 3 by the chapel and entrance 4 by the main sanctuary. All of those entrances will be open. So the foot traffic will remain the same. The only thing that will be different is when you get to the sanctuary or the chapel, you will ask to wait to be seated by one of the ushers. There will be one usher greeting you at the door and one usher seating everyone to their seats. And that's how we will keep track of how many people are coming into the space.
This question, maybe we want to bring Pastor Josh back up. And this is, again, from families asking, as we are preparing to eventually reopen the kids' areas, what window can you give us or what peek can you give us into how you are preparing to safely reopen the kids' area when that happens?
That's a great question. You know, we want our families to feel safe. You know, our kids are so precious to us, right? We want to do the best that we can to make them feel safe and be safe. And so the step that we're going to take is, at first, we're going to offer the family service. And then as time goes on, and again, all of this plan is fluid, but if we feel like things are heading in the right direction, we will open up one of the services, preferably the 10:30 service, where families will then have the option to either attend the 8 a.m. family service, the 6 p.m. family service, or at 10:30 at that point, check in their child. And so then you'll have that option, either preschool, nursery, and elementary, to bring your child in. And we'll see where things are at that point and what we need to do to keep our kids safe. But if you're still feeling at that point where you want to hold on to your kids and be able to be in control of what's happening with your family, hey, we will still continue to have that 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. family service for you so that you feel comfortable when you're here at church with your family.
And something that's really going to help us all out during this time is the spacing between the services, that we're with 8 and 10:30 and 6 p.m., the traffic from one service should be out before the next one comes in, which will help us in keeping that physical distance. And John, I know something that you've spoken about is that we do want to, even in the season of social distancing, create opportunities to socially reconnect.
Right. So we are making the decision that we want our cafe to be open. We are blessed to have a large facility And so there will be, you know, opportunities, some inside the building. We're looking at having maybe a plaza set outside, you know, right outside door six, where you can connect again with friends and family that you haven't seen for quite some time. So this will not be the experience like you come to church and we're going to immediately ask you to leave. We consider this your second home. We want you to feel comfortable here. You are welcome and anticipated here. And we're going to have activities and just times of connection after the services.
So this is, I know, a serious question. I'm going to try to ask it with a straight face. This is for, I think, Pastor Stephanie. The question is, how will my restroom experience be different, or will it be different when I return to campus?
That is a good question. I think over the last couple of months, we just all have thought a lot more about what surfaces we are touching when we are out in public. And so one of the big differences that there will be initially when you come back on campus are the restroom doors will be open. And so it'll be much like you would experience if you go to the airport or the movie theater. Our restrooms are designed so that you cannot see into those sensitive areas into our restrooms, but the doors will be open initially. And the plan is to have music playing out in the foyer area, but it will be much like it would be if you attended a movie, went to a movie theater, or an airport. The doors are open.
Never thought you'd be testing bathroom sight lines when you got into ministry, but here we are. It's a new season. Pastor, as we make the move to begin opening or reopening the campus for people to join us here, we are saying that we're ready to welcome you online or on campus, and part of that is an upgrade to the online experience.
Yeah, we're excited about upgrading all of our ability to live stream. The board met just last week, and they made approval over some new cameras and equipment that is necessary. Now, some of you have realized you've come online here a couple weeks ago, and we've had a number of glitches, and we really feel bad about that, because now at this point and up to this point, our live streaming has been our only way of communicating with you. And there have been times it has gone down. And there are other times when the company that is involved with receiving our signal and then passing it on, where they've been overloaded because of so many churches that got thrust into live streaming all at one time. And so, we are going to be upgrading our equipment. And so, to give you a little bit of an idea, currently we are able to capture, and before I say that, all of our equipment is 17 years old. So it's been some really great cameras that have lasted that long. But now we're finding some glitches and things that need replacement. But we are currently able to, I believe it's 480 is the level that we're able to do our broadcasting in. And since that time, we've gone from 480, the next generation would be 720, the next generation, which would be 1080, the next generation, which is HD above that, and now it's on to our 4K. So we're going to be installing 4K equipment, so that brings us five generations forward. And I believe that your experience at home, the clarity, we're also going to be able to bypass the middleman, so to say, and be able to go directly to our live broadcasts. So we're excited about that. That's going to take probably another 5-6 weeks before the install. But I'm grateful that the board has seen the value of it. And they're going to move forward with install. So we're excited about that, Pastor Tom.
So more of your questions coming in, please. We're happy to receive them. The text number is 414-250-8088. And we want to bring in more of our team members here. Pastor Dan, the next question is up for you. With coming back, people are ready to sing. What is our message for singing in the sanctuary? And we have some choir people asking, when is choir going to reconvene?
Those are so many great questions. We believe that worship is such an integral part of why we come together. And so we are really looking forward to worshiping with you. It's been 8 weeks of our team up here on the stage without a single soul out there. And we want you to come in here and we want you to sing. We believe that with our seating separations, we're not seeing anything from other churches that have already opened that we're following that have had any problems with congregations coming in together and singing together. So we will be singing together starting next week, and our teams are so excited about that. Now, the question about choir is a little bit different of a question, because I do think it's going to be a while before you want to sing with someone shoulder to shoulder to you and 12 inches in front of you. I think that's going to be a little too close and a little too soon. So we are planning to do some alternate choir options with another digital choir piece coming in the next several weeks. But at this point, choir as a entity on stage is just on pause.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Pastor Armin, we want to bring you up. There are questions about what this all means for people whose their first language is Spanish. For the last several weeks, we've offered a 9:15 Spanish service in Spanish. What changes beginning next week?
So now that we're going to be in the building, we're going to be offering interpretation simultaneously via headsets, like we've always done for all of our services, and only in the sanctuary. And then online, we are not having the Spanish service at 9:15, but we are going to provide an audio version of the English service interpreted into Spanish in the evening of Sunday.
Thank you, Pastor Armin. Pastor, some of the most cherished moments in this building happen in the space that's right in front of us in our altar. Some of the questions that are coming in are, you know, will there be an opportunity to come forward to receive prayer? There are people that really treasure altar calls. How does that look when we return starting next week?
We do value the altar because we believe the lives are altered at the altar. During this transitional period of time, there will no longer be a forward-moving altar call. We will give, as we've been doing online, as we've been live streaming. We're going to give individuals an opportunity to come to Christ, to respond to the particular message of the day. But you can imagine what it's like to try to keep everyone 6 feet apart up here. And then also for individuals during prayer time to be prayed for. So we're going to be praying much like we've been doing during the live streaming time. We're going to be praying for individuals. Once again, on the screens, we'll be listing prayer requests so that you can agree with us in prayer. And then we'll have opportunities following after the service for one-on-one. And during those times, the individual praying for you will have a mask, and they may ask that you would be asked or even required to have a mask on for that one-on-one time of prayer. But it is our intention, you know, as the culture and as the healing takes place, and we're believing God for, you know, a stop to this thing, a divine intervention. But until that time, we want to do what's best for you, and we want everyone healthy. And as a result of that, you'll see that we will not be having forward altar calls at this moment, nor will we have prayer teams in the front praying for you, but we will make sure that you have that time of prayer and that we meet with you one-on-one in any way that we can.
Thank you, Pastor. And Pastor Tanto, there are questions about seating in the sanctuary, and what if a guest comes in and they see a friend and they want to sit next to their friend, or if there are extended family members who are not in their household, like it's the family and grandma and grandpa, what is the guidance on those types of people sitting next to each other?
So if there's a family that wants to sit together, they certainly can, but please help us out by coming in the sanctuary together. And then so the usher can seat you. After the fact, it's going to be kind of difficult if we're trying to achieve the staggered seating every other pew, and then somebody else comes in. So if you do have a plan to sit with extended family or, you know, people that you're close to, please do it before you come in and plan that out.
And then a follow-up question for you. And I think, Pastor Dan, you've actually also been involved in some of these conversations with at the end of the service. We're trying to keep that physical distance. How do we dismiss safely? How do we close our services?
So we're going to start this week with something we're really excited about because we needed to accomplish two things. One of them was the logistics of not all leaving at the exact same time. And the other one was this desire just to worship with you. And so what we're going to do this first Sunday is that after the service ends our broadcast at about 60 minutes in, we're going to cut off our broadcast as we normally do. And then for those who are here in the room, we're just going to say, if you're ready to leave, go ahead and leave, but we're going to sit here and just worship for another 10 or 15 minutes. And so we're going to have two or three songs with our team just for a really sweet time of worship and then allowing people to kind of leave as they feel ready. And so if you're ready to leave right at 60 minutes, you can do so. But if you want to hang out with us and worship for another 15 minutes, you can do that as well. And we think that'll naturally allow us to kind of leave in a staggered way and then also kind of provide a special moment with God for those who are in the room with us.
Pastor, I know you've said that you don't want our ushers to be in the position, our volunteers to be in the position of being social distancing police officers. This is more about us all honoring each other in spacing.
You know, the Bible says that in honor, we love each other and honor each other, and preferring one another in love. And so everything we do, let's just make it our pattern. So whatever we're doing, whether it's our coming, our going, our distance from someone else, mask, no mask, whatever it may be, that whatever we do is based on the fact that we love one another and that we love God, and we want to do everything within our power to help everyone have a wonderful experience here in God's house and that they can be healthy and whole. And we're just believing that, you know, these moments, even though they'll be different, I believe that they're going to be wonderful. I believe we've all grown throughout this past 10 weeks, and we've grown in various ways. And I think one of the ways that we've all grown is the fact we've come to realize the value of being together and that we are better together. And though we can receive information on our televisions and our devices at home and receive notes and all of this kind of stuff that, you know, is part of just, you know, taking down sermon notes and the like. But the piece that's missing is the interaction with others. And so whatever we do and however we do it, let's honor each other. Let's prefer one another in love. It's not what's best for me, but what's best for you. And if we all practice that, then it's what's best for all of us.
Pastor John, we had this amazing turnout for our Mother's Day drive-through church with communion last week. And the follow-up question that we've had calls this week about, how does communion look moving forward?
Well, communion will be most likely distributed by our ushers when you are seated and you walk into the sanctuary, and it will be individual elements. And so again, they'll have on gloves, and again, you will not have to be passing trays. Someone will not be touching your individual element. But communion is something that we take very seriously here, and usually we always have it at least once a month where we can celebrate the Lord's Supper together, and we plan on continuing doing that.
Something that's been exciting in this is these, what's the count, Pastor, the number of weeks that we've been off?
Nine? Ten.
Ten Sundays. This has been more than just trying to keep the existing church family together. We have seen growth during this time. People that are making first-time decisions for Christ, or people that have maybe been kind of here or there, God has spoke to them during this season that they need to re-engage at a higher level or engage for the first time. And so we're getting questions about, I want to become a member, that this season has, God has laid on my heart, that I want to take the next step of membership, or I want to get involved in Discover Class, which is the path to engaging at a higher level. Pastor Tonto, when will the next opportunity be for people to take a membership class or take a Discover class?
Right. We do not want to hinder anyone from growing spiritually and connecting with our church, and we want to help you right away. However, we were thinking that the Discover class is going to just be put on hold just for this short season until we see how things are kind of coming together. And the month of June, we were planning on opening up certain Sunday morning groups, and one of those would be Discover. So those of you who want to serve, take the next step, become a member, that would be your entry. And so we are planning on offering that next month.
Well, let me just say that if that for some reason gets waylaid for a little bit, I mean, you just come. You're part of us. If you're part of God's kingdom, we just want you to know that you're loved, you are important, you're important to us, and we're going to do everything we can to make you feel a part, even though the class may be delayed or may not be right on the time period that we would like or that you would like. We want you to know you are part of the kingdom, and we want to help you find a place to plug in right here.
So let's take one more question, and then Pastor will bring us over the finish line tonight with a time of prayer over this whole plan. And everything has been in the spirit of flexibility. There's nothing that is etched in stone. One of the ways that you can pray for this church leadership team is wisdom and discernment and how to make those choices. John, last question here for you. And before I ask you this, if your question has not been answered, we are taking note of each and every question that has been that's come in tonight. And if we have not answered it, or if we've not answered it as thoroughly as you'd like, we are here in the office this week or by email to answer the questions that we haven't answered, or if you want more information. John, we have some big guests that people have really been looking forward to on Father's Day and for Celebrate Freedom. Are we still planning to have those guests on campus?
Yes, our guests are planning to come. We have Vin Baker, who's the assistant Bucks coach. He's planning to be with us for Father's Day. And we have Damon Freeman. He's coming back for Celebrate Freedom on June 28th. And he's going to tell the second part of his story that, you know, he did so much in war. But then there was a second battle when he came home. And so we just loved his story last year. And he's going to finish the story for us. He is coming June 28th.
Thank you, Pastor John. Pastor, will you close us in prayer and devotion tonight?
Once again, I want to say thank you for hanging in there with us during this time. It's been a different time for all of us, but I believe it's been a time of refreshing as well. It's a time where we've learned to value some things that maybe we had allowed to become rather commonplace. And so during this time, the lessons we've learned and the things that God has taught us, let's take them with us into the next phase. We're always trying to hear the voice of God, and all we want is God's way. I want you to know how much we love you, how much we've missed being together. And I mean, you're the family. You're the family for all of us up here. Some of us, you know, we've moved hundreds of miles away from our you know, blood families. And you are our family. And I want you to feel that and to know that. It's not some business relationship of your parishioner, we're pastor. You're family, and you're loved, and you're prayed for. And thank you for praying for all of us. God has been so good. And even during this time, you know, the ministry, as Pastor Tom was saying a little bit ago, just, you know, continue to grow, and new lives have been touched, and we've been able to reach into places that we'd have never been able to go before. And I want to say thank you for the way that you've invited others, and I would encourage you, continue to invite people to join us during the live streaming and all the services that, you know, are online. Thank you for sharing. You've been able to sow into the lives of, you know, classmates that you graduated with many years ago, co-workers, neighbors, people that would not have come through our doors, but because they were a friend of yours and because you shared something that was important to you, they found it to be exciting and insightful and helpful for them as well. And so thank you for the difference that you're making. And again, let me say thank you to all of our technicians. You know, when I first came to Oak Creek Assembly of God 41 years ago this weekend, 41 years ago today, when I came here, I could turn on two light switches and one little toggle switch for the sound system, and we were ready to go. And there was only two doors to unlock. But now it takes a whole team. And I just want to say thank you to all of our team members. You know, some of you are pulling cable and, you know, doing the job of what they call a grip, and others are camera people, and some are shading, some are directing, some are running sound and lights and all of the components that it takes. And literally, these friends, they're the ones that made it possible. If we were to be in this sanctuary and to play, you know, instruments without anyone capturing it, it would go nowhere. And to all the musicians, thank you so much. They have been so faithful. They've been here at 7 o'clock in the morning. I remember when we started talking about live streaming, and we just said, well, okay, we'll live stream the 8 o'clock service. And the recommendation was, well, why don't we be here around 7:30? And they said, no, we want to be here at 7. We want to be ready. We want to do just like we do when the house is full. We want to do everything we can to be ready. So musicians and those vocalists and those that are our interpreters in Spanish, and, you know, for the whole team. And I don't want to leave anyone out. Just thank you. All I can say is thank you. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God to take this plan. We believe, as we've been praying, that it is God's plan. And we believe it is God's timing. And we're going to believe that God is going to use this moment as we step forward and we begin in ministry here on campus to reach out and continuing all of our other ministry that we're not going to stop. Our live streaming, matter of fact, has already been mentioned. We're going to try to enhance that. But we want God. We want His Holy Spirit to move. We want His comfort for those that are grieving. We want His intervention to those that may be struggling in some area. But let's pray together. Will you just join with me right now? And we're going to extend a hand out towards the cameras because we want to bless you. You're the reason why this building exists. You're the reason why these cameras are here. You're the reason why we're joined together. You're the reason God has called us for such a time as this, and you're part of the team. Now, Father, I am so grateful for each and every one that's been a part of this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for those that had such great faith in years gone by before I ever arrived at this church. They had faith. They bought acreage, and they built the first building with their own hands. And then, as time has gone by, every decade there's been new friends that have been part of this congregation that have brought their skills and abilities, and not only skills, abilities, and resources, they brought their heart. Thank you, Lord, for men and women with a heart for you, a heart for each other. And Lord, I just pray as we bless this family tonight, I pray that the family of God, of Oak Creek Assembly of God, would be blessed. I pray that they would prosper and be in health, even as their soul doth prosper. And I thank you, Lord, for new names that have been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life over the last number of weeks here as we've been online only. And Father, we're believing that the best is yet to come. Not just a motto, not just a saying, but we believe that there are things you want to accomplish that have never been seen, they've never been done, they've never been attempted. And we're going to believe together that you're going to give us new ideas, new insights, new ministries for a new season and a new time. And we're going to thank you, Lord, for all that you've got in store. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful team that's standing behind me and all the camera people and all the others that are in front of me. Bless them, I pray. Bless their families. Bless them, I pray, for all that they put into the daily ministry here. And now, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon this week that is before us. And I pray for health and safety and blessing. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be a blessing to others this week. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone on stage said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you. God's best. Have a marvelous week.